This is about recruiting boys and men to be part of the struggle for gender equality and empowerment of women, ensuring that the changes that are needed for women do not only depend on women, that men also play a role.
Why this approach?
This is because men also need to be able to play a role. They have a significant role and they're part and parcel of creating the challenges that women face, especially in relation to violence against women. And I have a way of framing this. It's called the She Imperative. And what the She Imperative does, it summarizes the critical things that we want men and, of course, also women to continue to do. S stands for safety, because women are abused, women experience violence, and therefore security is the issue. And the H stands for human rights, because there's a high violation of women's rights in all the countries in the world. And E is for empowerment, especially empowering women to be effective leaders and to participate in decisions that affect them.
How can we encourage men to speak out in a way, I guess, where they can save face, so to speak?
Yes, that is why one is not accusing men. We are actually inviting them, because we believe that the majority of men do not want to see women abused. We are just saying that by being silent, they actually conspire for the perpetration of violence against women to continue. But if they take action, if they come out, if they stand on the right side of history, then they will be able to make a change.
Is there any particular aspect of this that stands out regarding Asian men?
Well, you know, Asian men are not different from the men in Africa, in Latin America, in Middle East, to some extent. You actually need the men in powerful positions to buy into this. You need heads of state to speak out. You need religious leaders to speak up. You need captains of industries to speak up. And those are the people that we're going to be using in the He for She campaign as the spokespersons of the campaign. People that men can identify with, soccer players, rugby players, cricket players in the context of Asia that you are raising.
So this, in essence, gives permission or a forum to positively advocate for women in a way that's not offensive to other men in their environment.
To also make the men take responsibility. That is the biggest thing, that the men can take responsibility, and also to demonstrate through the initiatives that we're going to be undertaking that by empowering women, you actually make a difference, not just for the women, but you make a difference for society and for humanity. And this is the message that needs to come from people who are leading, because ordinary men may not necessarily look at it that way, especially those that may have negative attitudes towards women's empowerment, but leaders must be able to say that.
Madam Secretary, do you have any particular statistics or information with regards to men in Asia and their attitudes toward women?
Well, there's a study that was done not so long ago which involved young men in three Asian countries. And this study was focusing on sexual violence against women. And in that study, most of the young men, which was really disturbing, did not think that rape was a problem. They actually felt that when women were beaten up, it was because they had done something wrong and they needed to be punished. But also that to have sexual relations with women against their will is not something that is a violation. Men are entitled to it. This has been very, very disturbing, because it means that you've got the social issues there that one needs to deal with.
Well, Madam Secretary, what comes to mind is the recent events in India.
Yes.
That they have been in the news, unfortunately, for more than a year now with high-profile rape cases.
Yes. But you see that in India also, there was a reaction by government. There was a reaction by the public, which included men. In that context, we would like to see the kinds of men that we are identifying to work with have a sustained campaign, because you do have men's organizations now in different parts of the world. I'm hoping that this campaign will encourage and liberate men who did not even understand that they had a role to play to actually come up and go and join those organizations that are standing up and fighting the violence against women.
Child brides seems to be quite problematic in several Asian countries.
In those countries where there's child marriages, This is also one of the biggest violations against girls that we are facing, and that we need men also to stand up and to speak against that. We need fathers, we need brothers to actually take action to stop this practice. In Europe, because children are also trafficked also in Europe and in the U.S., at a very young age. So again, we need people not to look the other way. Men and women, we need parents, we need people in the neighborhood that identify these practices to come up. All what we are calling for is for people to stand up and to speak out against these practices. It is expected that about 15 million girls before the age of 19 will be forced into marriages in the next 10 years, not unless we take action and we reverse the trend.